Hello, this is Louis from Opinion Research. This survey is a quick survey, and today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Are you registered to vote in North Carolina?
Yes.
Are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Understood. And how likely are you to vote in this November's election for President and Governor of North Carolina? Very likely, somewhat likely, or not likely at all?
Very likely.
Understood. And overall, how would you rate the local economy in your area of North Carolina? Excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
It's not really that good right now. In our area, anyway.
I understand you. And when it comes to the overall economy, which of these statements do you agree with more? Under President Biden and the Democrats, there are more jobs, higher wages, stronger protections for workers, and lower drugs prices for seniors than ever before. They care about helping people. Or, under President Biden, the cost of living and inflation have skyrocketed. The cost of buying a home is out of reach for many young and working people, and his weak leadership and open borders are hurting America.
The first one.
Understood. Now, next, you can mark your opinion of each of the following people active in politics as either very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. Mr. Roy Cooper.
Favorable.
Would you say somewhat or very favorable for Mr. Cooper?
Very favorable.
Very. Next, Kamala Harris.
Very favorable.
Next is Lori Buckout.
Not really that familiar with her.
Did you say, sorry, can you repeat that?
Not sure about that one.
Understood. Mr. Don Davis, I'm sorry.
Very favorable.
And Joe Biden.
Very favorable.
And Donald Trump.
Whatever that least favorable was.
Understood. In this year's presidential election, if this year's presidential election were held today, would you vote for Kamala Harris, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, or Robert F. Kennedy Jr. as independent?
Harris.
Got it. In this year's election for North Carolina governor, would you vote for Josh Stein, the Democrat, or Mark Robinson, the Republican, if you had to choose today?
Josh Stein.
Got it. And in the election for U.S. Congress from your area, which candidate would you choose if you had to vote today? Don Davis, the Democrat, Lori Buckout, the Republican, or Tom Bailey, a Libertarian?
Don Davis.
Understood, ma'am. And do you belong to a credit union or not?
Yes.
Got it, ma'am. Of the following four, which do you consider to be your primary financial institution? Bank, credit union, stock brokerage firm, including online banks like E-Trade or Charles Schwab, check cashing outlet, or other institutions?
Thanks.
Very well. Next, here are some statements about the record of your current Congressman, Don Davis. Rate your reaction to each as very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative. Mr. Congressman Davis is working to protect your credit card purchases from fraud, make sure your privacy is protected, and preserve credit card reward programs against any effort by the big box chain retailers and their corporate lobbyists to change the system and threaten those programs. Would you say that's... Sorry, go ahead.
What was the options that I had?
You can say that that's very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative. You said, sorry?
Very positive.
Got it now. And next, Don Davis fights for our armed services and military families. He's working to bring new F-15 aircraft to Seymour Johnson Air Force Base, and he voted for pay increases for all service members, including a 15% pay increase for junior unlisted service members.
I'm not familiar with him doing all that, but if he is, that's very positive.
Understood. Well, Congressman Davis, Don Davis grew up working on a tobacco farm in eastern North Carolina, attended the Air Force Academy, is a military veteran, minister, and teacher at ECU. He has the ground and values to represent this area well in Washington.
Favorable.
So that could be very positive or somewhat positive for you?
Oh, positive. How many more you got? I've got to run.
Oh, yes, we're almost done. Don Davis has taken action to secure our border, including voting to increase funding for Border Patrol agents, invest in security technologies to stop illegal crossing, and crack down on drug trafficking.
Positive.
As a veteran himself, Congressman Davis has fought for military families and veterans to increase health care benefits and get college loans.
Favorable.
So very positive. Okay, and knowing that broadband internet is crucial in today's world for an economic development and keeping our families connected, Congressman Don Davis secured $1 billion for North Carolina to expand high-speed broadband internet, helping our local eastern North Carolina small businesses have the internet needed to prosper and grow.
Awesome.
And Congressman Davis passed a law to help families hold on their family farms by providing free legal services needed to navigate the complicated inheritance process for transferring property when the owner dies.
Positive.
Don Davis supports allowing local North Carolina credit unions to make more small business loans because, unlike the for-profit big national banks, local credit unions keep all their money in their local community, charge lower interest rates, and help small business grow to create local jobs.
Positive.
And through support of North Carolina's credit unions, Don Davis is helping hardworking families in North Carolina, including police, firefighters, teachers, and healthcare workers, have access to banking services at no cost and get loans needed to buy a vehicle to get to work, pay for their children's education, or emergency hospital bills.
Awesome.
And Congress Davis successfully fought for federal bureaucrats to get them out of the way so credit unions and other community development organizations can continue helping underserved local businesses and families with needed financial help like car loans, first-time mortgages, and small family businesses loans.
Positive.
Finishing up, and lastly, the other candidate for Congress is Lori Buckout, a constitutional conservative Republican, a combat veteran from a family of decorated veterans and retired Army colonel who founded and successfully a successful company specializing in electronic warfare. In Congress, her priorities will be to secure the border, protect Second Amendment rights, support military strength, and fix Biden's broken economy. Based on all that information, you've heard about both candidates for Congress. Which one do you support? Don Davis, the Democrat, or Lori Buckout, the Republican?
Don Davis.
And could you please tell me your age, is your age between 18, 39, 40, or 54, 55, 64, or over 65?
Over 65.
Do you consider yourself African American or black?
Yes.
And do you consider yourself to be Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish ancestry?
No.
Are you a member of either the military service reserves or retired military veteran?
No.
And you can answer yes or no if you regularly watch movies or shows on each of the following stream services. Peacock.
No.
Paramount Plus.
No.
Disney Plus.
No.
ESPN Plus?
No.
Hulu?
No.
YouTube TV?
No.
Fubo?
What was that?
It's called Fubo. F-U-B-O. And Sling TV?
No.
Well, this concludes our survey, and I thank you so much for your time. Have a great rest of your day.
Thank you.
Thank you.